at a time like this, when Nigeria faces an unnecessary fear. Fear from the minority. Fear from LGBTs. We need a voice. We need it heard. And we need to tell our stories. And yes, we need to tell it with no strings attached. Join Mike Damon every week. It's No Strings with Mike Damon. Hello. Hi, welcome again to No Strings Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast. And I am Mike Damon. Hope you're good. Well, I will understand if you're worried and disturbed, of course, given the very situation in the country, but I urge you to find strength and be hopeful. It's never easy and no one is saying so, but you have to know that it's only healthy that you stay positive. Now, on this week's episode, No Strings had a telephone conversation with a young 21-year-old Nigerian graduate who now resides in Lagos, and he shares with us here on the podcast his own story about how he suffered in the hands of witch doctors known here in the country as a native doctor or a babalawo, and a Christian religious priest who tried to cure him of homosexuality. He further provided details about how his parents got to discover that he's gay and how they reacted to it. Please stay on as I, go and come back to bring you the full conversation. I'll take some time out now, but I'll be back shortly. Don't go anywhere. It's the voice that you've been looking for. No Strings Podcast with Mike Damon comes to you every week. You can visit www.nostringspodcast.com or email info@nostringspodcast.com. No Strings Podcast. It's our voices in voice. It's No Strings with Mike Damon. Welcome back to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast. And I am Mike Damon, as always, of course. It is no surprise that in Nigeria, many parents and families are still very much ignorant about the subject of homosexuality and still hold strongly to the belief that homosexuality is unnatural, an illness, a choice or a sin, and thus something that should or can be cured. Our conversation with a young 21-year-old Nigerian graduate who now resides in Lagos will further prove that one's sexual orientation is not a choice and can never be altered. For the purpose of this show and to protect his identity, we have decided to call him Anderson. So let's go hear that conversation with him now. I'll be back.
You're listening to No Strings.
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Oh, good. Is it working?
Yes, it is. I just tested it. I'm really not going to use your name. So, you know, we don't need that.
Obviously, okay.
Please, I'm actually on now. You're on. So I'm recording.
Okay.
Can you please tell us, you know, about your growing up? What was it like for you? And did you grow up in Nigeria?
Yeah, I did. I grew up in Nigeria. I'm from a family of 8. Mm. My mom had like 7 boys and just 1 girl. Mm. And I'm the second.
Okay.
So growing up here in Nigeria was fun. Shout out my family, it was fun. But getting to know about my sexuality, I really thought I was the one in the world, that I was only one that felt that way. So,
Okay.
It was all good.
Okay. So, how exactly did you find out, you know, that you're gay, and at what age? And oh, you are free to tell us whatever story that's associated to this, you know, to that.
Okay. For me, I wasn't okay. As in, like, I just had a feeling right from when I was growing up. I think from the age of 7. From the age of 7, I could see myself as being around guys, liking them, doing fun play, touching touching each other's pennies. Okay. I think, yeah, I did that when I was growing up. And there was a time I watched a movie, Jerry Springer Show, and I just thought to myself, I thought I was the only one that felt something for same sex. But when I watched that show, I saw there are other people like me. So I talked to a cousin Okay. So what we are in the room, in the sitting room that day, when we watched the Jerry Springer show, and just all of that, was trying to set it between same-sex marriage or lesbian. So after watching it, my cousin came to me like, "Why are you so moody?" I was like, "I don't understand." She was like, "Ah, tell me, what is it?" Okay, think I'm like one of those getting down movie that show
at
just
eight,
was.
At
she
eight,
just shouted
seven.
Like, "I know that's not
that." At eight, seven, right?
Yeah, it's seven. Okay. Yeah. And they said, "So like, ah, that's not possible. This is Nigeria. It doesn't happen in Nigeria. It only happens in Western world." So I felt okay. Probably doesn't happen in Africa. It's just me. Not that was how I kept it. I just kept it inside me. I went to my primary school, secondary school. After I got admission to uni. That was when I had my first experience. Yeah.
Okay. So prior to your discovery, will you say that you might have been exposed to homosexual activities before? I'm asking this question because some people might say, "Oh, he must have learned it from somewhere." So, can you tell us if maybe you think you might have been exposed to homosexual activities before that time?
I wouldn't. Okay, it's just normal. I don't plain. I think most guys did it. I don't know.
Did you see it from somewhere else? Like, apart from the fact that
No, I didn't. I never did.
Okay, not on TV, not on, anything.
Not on TV.
Okay. So, you talked about, you said someone discovered first your, you said a cousin, right? Was it a cousin discovered?
Yeah.
Okay,
my cousin.
Okay, you disclosed it. So, did your cousin tell anyone?
I told her. No, she did. They just she called my other cousin that was there. They just laughed over it, and because I was a child, they just thought maybe I didn't know what I was saying. I told you I was 7 when I said that. They just thought they were laughing. They were like, "Ah, that cannot be true." As in, you don't know what you're saying. This doesn't happen in Africa. It doesn't happen in Nigeria. It's a Western culture, so it doesn't happen in Nigeria. They didn't even scold me. They didn't beat me. They just told me it doesn't happen in Nigeria.
Okay,
that was what they said.
Okay, so you agree into accepting that you realized. And so when did you disclose this to your actual family? Like, apart from your cousin, did you disclose it to any other person?
Yeah, I did. At the age of 19,
Okay.
At the age of 19 when I got to uni.
To who?
Yeah, I had an emotional issue. So my mom... okay. When I got to uni, I met somebody who were dating. Something happened along the line. We have issues, and I was like, I just told him, okay, this was going to happen. I don't want the relationship anymore. So I'm going to quit this stuff. I think it's going nowhere. So I just want to stop. I just told him I'm going to do everything possible. If it means me telling my parents to help me, I'm going to tell them. You're your own, whatever you want to do.
You were not just looking at quitting the relationship. You were looking at just doing away with your sexuality entirely.
Exactly. Doing away with it. I didn't want to associate with it any longer. I just like, okay, I want to stop this lifestyle. I wanted to stop at that particular moment. So I got home. I'm very close to my mom, so she noticed I was kind of moody. She was like, what's wrong today? I'm like, you won't understand. She was like, come, this is not you. When she called me, I couldn't hide it from her. I told her, "Mom, I'm into same sex." She was like, "What are you talking about? What do you mean?" I told her. She was like, "Jeez, you're not serious." She just shouted and started crying. She cried. I'm like, "How did you get me some days?" I told her the thing she needed to. She was like, she wanted to see the person. I'm like, "No, I can't show you the person. So that's not why I told you. I'm telling you because I need your help. I need you to help me to stop. I want to stop. I want to quit that lifestyle." She was like, "Okay, she's going to see what she can do." She promised to tell my dad and they'll think of something. So that was all. That was how she got to know about it.
Hmm. That was her. And what did she do afterwards?
That's interesting. So, after telling my mom, 2 days after my dad came back from work, I went to meet him, took his briefcase from the car. As I was taking it to the room, he asked me to wait. That we're going somewhere that evening, that my mom told him everything that I told her, that he was going to see a pastor. That evening, myself, my mom, and my dad went to see a pastor who said it's a spiritual, problem or something. said it's a spiritual problem that he needs money for cleansing. So he needs money to buy material so that I can go for cleansing. I was like, okay. My dad gave him the money, and 2 days after he bought soul.
How much? Can you remember how much he gave him?
Like 30,000 naira.
30,000.
My dad did everything. 30,000 naira. 30,000 naira. So after using this soap, I had my bag with it for like a week, and the soap got finished, and I told my mom, this is not working, though. I still had that feeling. The mom shouted, so she went to meet my dad. My dad was like, oh. My dad called me and asked, and I told him, yeah, that the feeling is today that it's not. The pastor just collected our money, that nothing, he didn't do anything. So my dad said, okay. The evening of that day, my dad took me to
What kind of church was it? You remember?
This was. Yes, what is spiritual churches?
Okay.
You know the way they believe. So a spiritual church, my parents believe that
they saw things. Spiritual, did they reveal any kind of a story? Did they have a story?
Yeah. What he said was there was a story. He said he's a marine, something, marine spirit. I have a marine wife, or I don't know, it says something about marine, being a marine spirit. But then I was young, so I didn't really.
Maybe you're married to someone under the water.
I wasn't really. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying. Okay. All I want is for me to stop, so I don't need the details to London. So, as that didn't work, my dad had to take me to a herbalist. Is it herbalist? So a voodoo priest, same thing that way.
A voodoo priest.
Because my dad told me.
Known as Babalawo here.
So God told him everything. So the man asked me, I said, yeah, he said, okay, that can be done. That my dad will come back in 2 days' time to collect things he's going to prepare for me to use. And that needs money too. My dad gave him money. I can't say how much it was then. So, 2 days after my dad went there, I brought some leaves that was inside the pot. Said the master that she used to take my bath every night before I sleep.
Every night.
So I was so happy because I was so happy at last there's a solution. I used it every night. I used it the first day. Jesus. My body was inching me. I couldn't sleep. I was crying. I ran to my mom. I told my mom what happened. My mom asked me to. My mom went to my dad and told my dad. My dad was like, that's daddy. This stuff works.
It's working.
So when I heard my dad say such thing, I really felt bad. I went to my room. I was crying. I was like, oh, this is what I got myself into. If I don't wanted them to help me, they would have done this to me. I cried and cried. I stepped up, and when I woke up in the morning, I was inching, so I just had to run to my mom's room and tell my mom that I can finally stop with that town girl that it's not work. I was just saying that so that I wouldn't have to use the water the next day. So my mom went to my dad and told my dad, I said, okay. So I told my dad, can I throw the water away? And my dad said, yes, I'll throw the water away.
Since it's finally gone, there's no use for the water any longer. You can throw it away.
Yes. exactly.
And you lived on. Ever after you've never had any nothing changed, really.
Not teacher, you don't change. I'm still the same person. Same sexual orientation is still there.
Okay.
It didn't really work. I just told myself. I've learned to accept myself, my sexuality, the way what has. I think that's happened as well.
Now, this is going to sound a bit weird. You know, some people will always say, "Oh, how do they feel having feelings?" You know, for the same sex. Most people, you know, really do not understand. So I want to hear it from you now. I believe a whole lot of people want to hear the same thing. They want to hear, how do you really? I mean, really, really feel. You know, do you feel guilty or any of that sort? You know, do you feel like you're wrong? You know, something is wrong with you. Do you feel absolutely normal?
Before now, I used to think, I used to feel bad. Okay, as in, like bad in the sense that I grew up from a Christian family where I just moralized like it's wrong, it's not biblical. So after I did all my best to stop, and I found out I couldn't, so I just told myself, this is probably who I am. Why not accept me for me and then see how it turns out to be? And I found out when I have said my sexual orientation, I became happier with myself. I became happy. I became lively. I became, as in, I think there was life in me. Let me put it that way. But like when I was in denial, as in, I'm not really free. I can't really express myself. But now I think I've accepted myself. And I think I'm up here, and that's it.
Okay, are you still in Nigeria?
Yeah, definitely I am.
Okay. And finally, what is, you know, more like a last message, you know, for people who think that homosexuality is unnatural, you know, and that people choose to be gay? What do you have to say, you know, finally, for people who think this way?
I don't think that's true. People don't, as in, I fight for myself. I wasn't law into it. It's just something I grew up with. I just had that for this when I was growing up. That was it. So I don't think like I had friends, and I've asked them how did they get to know about this. So how did they get to know they are some had different stories. But I myself, I wasn't law into it. I just had it for the one I was growing up. So I just waited for time. The time that I was right for me to explore. So I waited when I got into uni, and when I was in uni before I had my first sex.
Sexual encounter. Thank you so much for talking with us here. I'm sure your story is really going to help a whole lot of people to understand that these things are not just something that people choose to do. Okay.
It's not something you know. You don't.
You're listening to No Strings.
Okay, finally, we've come to the end of the show. Thank you, Anderson, for sharing the story with us here. Yes, the show always ends, but we take on conversations to our Twitter page and on our Facebook official page. You can find us on Twitter using twitter.com/NSPodcast1 and facebook.com/NoStringsPodcast. Also, send all your emails and inquiries to info@NoStringsPodcast.com. And yes, you can also find me on my personal page by using facebook.com/DamonOfficial. Hope to join you there. Please, No Strings needs your support to grow. To support, please send an email to know how, of course. Don't forget to subscribe and leave all your comments on the website. Of course, it encourages people, you know, who come to share their story here, and as well serves, you know, to educate people who visit the website. Thank you, and I have, you know, been your host, Mike Damon. Until next week, bye-bye.